the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
We had Avril Power of the Irish Cancer Society with us on Monday's programme telling us about how it needs to raise €30 million, a lot of which will come through your support in Daffodil Day tomorrow. We had Patricia Scanlon, the author, on the programme with us last night, who is currently getting breast cancer treatment, and I didn't realise that it's as many as 1 in 7 women in Ireland who get breast cancer. But when you think about it, I'm sure everyone listening knows somebody who has had breast cancer, or in case I know some people who are going through it at present, going through the treatments for it, and you hope for the best outcome out of it. Senator Teresa Costello of Fianna Fáil is with us. You're another woman who has survived breast cancer, but you want now for breast cancer screening services to be made available to those under the age of 50. Why so?
Firstly, there's a huge amount of girls who are under the age of 50 being diagnosed with breast cancer. I was 36 when I was diagnosed. So my hope would be to expand breast check from 40 onwards for free breast cancer screening for mammograms. But for diagnostic screen services, when a girl who is younger presents to breast care, for them to be scanned quickly. Because currently, as it stands, I have a support page for girls who have been affected by breast cancer, and I have a lot of girls who are in their 20s and 30s presenting with signs of breast cancer and having to wait 6, 7, 8 months for a scan.
Why?
Simple scan.
If there is a genuine concern on the part of a doctor who presumably has examined them in the first place and believes the scan is necessary, why does it take so long to get it? Because surely early intervention is what's required to prevent the development of cancer.
Well, look, at any message that's being sent out to women about breast cancer is early detection saves lives. So we're telling young women to be breast aware, to check their breasts, to know they're all normal. And when they find something that's a change or a sign or something different, to present to their GP. A lot of GPs might think that they're too young to have breast cancer. I was 36 when I presented. My GP said, I had a lump. He said, look, it's nothing to worry about, but I am going to err on the side of caution and send you into St. James's. That day, I had 3 tumours. I had stage 3 breast cancer. I had indentation. So, and I had no breast health education whatsoever. So why I'm so driven by this is that when I see younger girls who are actually taking ownership of their breast health, and then when they get into the medical setting and they're told, it, like years ago, it was more of an older woman's disease. You'd never hear really of a younger woman. I know it's over 10 years since I was diagnosed. People were shocked when I was diagnosed. They were like, you're so young. But I've definitely noticed a trend over the past few years where there's more and more younger women presenting.
How long did it take between the doctor saying you need to be tested before you got the tests and got the diagnosis?
Oh, well, I was probably waiting about a month on my appointment to St. James. But that day when I went into breast care, they looked at my breasts. They knew I had cancer. So I got a mammogram, a biopsy and an ultrasound that day. So my thinking should be, if there's one girl in particular who I'm working on all of this with, Ziva, and she presented to her GP. She was referred on to breast care, but they checked her and they said, look, we're going to make an appointment for an ultrasound. To me, that's simply unacceptable. When you have the person in the breast care setting, give them the scan. If there's a lump, you know.
If you can go private, will you get it done faster?
Not necessarily. There's, you know, I don't know now, but I know there's wait times for that as well. It's down to look at if you're in breast care, there's the machines there to do this scan. I'm not pointing fingers at anybody, but I think we're simply in a time where we just need to move with the times on this. Younger women are presenting, younger women are being diagnosed. And now, if you have a woman in her 20s who presents with a lump, scan her on the day when she goes into breast care.
When I said at the start of the programme that we were going to cover this, there were some people who got in contact via 0874 100 102 to say, screening for younger women may not necessarily be a good thing. Screening as in when they don't actually have suspicions of them and something wrong, because it has led on occasions to false diagnosis and to interventions which actually were unnecessary and maybe harmful. What do you say to that?
Well, I would say that for breast cancer screening, that's why I'm saying free breast cancer screening with breast check should be from 40 onwards, because your breast tissue is different when you hit 40. So for younger women, the first line of defence is their own ownership,
self-examination
and knowing they're all normal. And then if they see something that's abnormal or a change, then they go to their GP, you know. And then if they get screened, it's diagnostic screening is important when you present with a sign of breast cancer. We're not looking for everybody from 20 onwards to be screened. We want better education for them. We want, you know, when they do go to a GP, for the GP to refer them on to breast care, because you'd have to have had a lump on your body to understand the sheer torture it is to wait even a week on a scan.
Yeah.
I can't imagine a young girl in her 20s having to wait months. And Ziva, who I'm working on this with, waited 7 months and her breast cancer had become so advanced. It's stage 4 now.
How is she?
She's 23 now. She was 21 at the time. Now, you know, she's an unusual case, but there is girls in their 20s and we just have to move with the times on this.
How are you now? Tell us about your treatment. How long did it take and how invasive was the treatment that you received?
Yeah, well, my treatment was, I started off with, my cancer had a personality, so it was, you know, working its way around. So I started off with chemotherapy for, I had 8 sessions of chemotherapy. So I had 2 types of chemotherapy, Taxol and AC. Then I had a break and then I went in to have my mastectomy. So I had a full mastectomy with immediate reconstruction. And then I had my radiotherapy a few months later. And then I went back in and I had further reconstruction. And then I was on a tablet, tamoxifen, to block my hormone. Mine was a hormone-driven cancer. So I've recently just been taken off that. But even that is uncharted territory for me. I'm not 100% happy being taken off it. So I'm kind of exploring what other options are open to me and I'm going to get a second opinion.
Are you always anxious about the potential for the return of cancer?
Every day, when I was first diagnosed, to even walking here, I walk around every day saying I'm so lucky to have my health. Like, you never know what's around the corner. I suppose I had a realisation pretty early on in life that, you know, your life can change in a day. Like, my son was 5 going on 6. I was single mom at the time. I was working away in the gym every day. And then just like that, you know, I was so focused on how I looked, my hair, my makeup, this and that. And in the blink of an eye, I was bald, no eyelashes, do you know? So it's like I certainly have a greater appreciation for life and I think I've more empathy, and I think it's actually made me a better politician. You know, I think life experience is so important, but I would always suffer with a huge amount of fear of reoccurrence, and I've never met anybody who hasn't been in my shoes that hasn't felt the same.
Thank you, Senator Teresa Costello, Fianna Fáil, for joining us here on The Last Word on Today FM. And as we've heard earlier in the week, as I mentioned again earlier in the programme, tomorrow is Daffodil Day. So there's going to be loads of people out collecting money for the Irish Cancer Society as well.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.